I think I have to kick you. Let's pray again.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will cause us to listen to you and listen to your word. Amen. By now, all of you know, or most of you have known, who Jeremy Lin is.
我相信现在呢，每个人都知道林书豪是什么人。
I'm sure that the hula baloo about him has died down.
另外一方面呢，我们也说这种对他的这个热潮也慢慢冷淡了。
At the height of his popularity,
但他在这个最受欢迎的那个时候
non-basketball fans started to jump into the bandwagon.
包括像我这样不是喜欢打篮球的人也跟着追踪他。
I went to a church that I go to regularly.
我有一个教会是我经常参加的。
And one of the elders told me, you know, you should pray for Jeremy Lin.
所以他们其中的一个长老也跟我说，我们要为 Jeremy Lin 来祷告。
And ask him, are you an athlete? Do you play any sport?
我就问他说，你是喜好运动的人吗？你自己有什么样的运动呢？
Never in my life have I played basketball.
他说我一生里面从来没有打过篮球。
But because Jeremy Lin is a Christian, we should pray for him and support him.
但是林书豪他是一个基督徒，我们应该为他祷告，应该要支持他。
Now many of us are like that. We jump into the bandwagon.
我们很多人很多时候也会跟着社会的这样的一种的热潮。
For example,
比如说
a few years ago,
几年前
If I still remember right,
我没有记错的话
our country adopted a movement called the DAWN.
DAWN. Dawn. 在菲律宾呢，这个教会的当中也有一个所谓凌晨或者晨曦这样的一种的运动。
This DAWN movement is supposed to be worldwide.
这个运动呢，原则上是全球的基督徒都参与。
But by the 1980s, the Philippines said we also want to disciple a whole nation.
在1980年的时候，菲律宾的这些基督徒教会，他们也说我们要使这个整个菲律宾也成为耶稣的门徒。
So they set a goal of 50,000 churches by the year 2000.
所以他们就定了一个目标，就是在2000年的时候能够有55,000的这个教会。
According to a study by 1995,
但是到1995年的时候
,there has been 37,000 churches planted all over the Philippines.
在全菲律宾有37,500个教会被兴起。
And the leaders of the Filipino churches have said, you know, we can attain this goal of 50,000 by the year 2000.
所以很多这些菲律宾教会领袖他们说在2000年我们可以达到这个50,000个新兴教会的这个目标。
The year 2000 has passed.
2000年已经过去了。
It's now 2012.
现在已经是2012年。
I look at website of PCEC. I look at any person who has said that we have surpassed the goal of 50,000, and I could never find one.
我在网上今天要找找看有没有人提起说。我们已经有超过当时所定的这个目标，就是有这个培植5,000个新的教会。所以2000年发生什么事情呢
？I don't know，
我也不知道。
I'm still looking for the answer。
我还是在寻找那个答案。
By the early 1990s，
在90年的初期的时候
，Our Chinese churches also wanted to join the DAWN。
我们在菲律宾的华人教会也参与这个 Dawn 的这个运动。
Because of the excitement to reach the year 2000, many of the churches, Chinese churches, you know, set a goal for their church.
所以这个华人的教会呢，也自己定了一个目标。
A big church in Metro Manila said we want 10,000 by the year 20.
有一个大的华人教会，他说在2000年我们要达到10,000人。
But by the year 2000, there was no 10,000.
但是2000年来的时候还是没有10,000人。
My home church said we wanted 300.
我的自己的所牧养的教会我们说我们要达到300人。
But we never attained that goal.
但是呢我们一直没有达到这个目标。
Now why am I talking of these things to you?
今天为什么我跟你们分享这些数目呢
?Because as I thought back, many of us jump into the bandwagon without thinking what God really wanted us to do.
因为我们很多人可能也是一样，有些时候有一些热潮来的时候，我们就跳进去，而没有加以思想。
Thing that was so popular,
因为当时可能这个 很吃香的一件事情。
Seems that many, almost all the churches are setting their goals, then why don't we just join in?
每个教会也都在定他们自己很高的目标，我们也应该跟他们一样。
So today, as I look at, as we're going to look at Matthew 28 again.
所以今天早上，当我们再次回到马太福音第28章的时候
，I want to think with you through again why the Lord Jesus gave this great commission.
我要我们大家一起再来思想一下，为什么耶稣把这个大使命给我们
？And I'm going to think with you through that Jesus didn't have in mind church growth.
耶稣当时有想到说教会增长吗？
But he wants you and I to make disciples.
或者说是要你跟我去叫人做他的门徒。
But now many of you have heard of the word church growth movement.
当然现在我们比较常用的一个名词也就是教会增长这个名词。
And this movement has been criticized.
也有很多人批评或者批判这个运动。
If you ask me, I don't have a very comprehensive idea of what it is, but I have an idea of what it is.
我对这个运动也只有一般的概念。
And the basic idea is that if the church is growing, then it's good.
也就是说，一个教会如果它在增长，这个应该是一个好的教会。
And if the church is not growing, then it's bad.
一个教会不增长，就不是一个好的教会。
So if there's a mega church with 10,000 members, 20,000 members, wow, they must be doing what is right.
所以有这个超大型的教会，他们有一万、有两万的信徒，应该是一个好的教会。
But if your church is small, there are only 30 members, then what you must be doing is wrong.
如果你的教会一直就是30人左右啊，也许你要问一下，可能你们在什么事情上面做错了呢
？So I want to think with you.What it really means to fulfill the Great Commission.
所以我们要再一次的思考，什么才是真正来完成耶稣基督的大使命。
Many times I myself have a shallow understanding of Matthew chapter 28.
其实我也承认，很多时候我对马太福音28章也只不过有一个非常肤浅的理解。
This is my proposal, and I invite you to think with me.
今天早上我要跟你们介绍我的这个我的建议，也希望你们一起来思考。
I believe that the Great Commission is achievable.
我相信耶稣给我们的这个大使命是可以完成的。
Because of the resurrected Christ.
它是可以完成的，因为是我们的主耶稣，他是那复活的主。
The resurrected Christ was enabled us.
他是那个复活的主，所以他会给我们能力。
He has enabled us to be disciples and to make disciples.
他给我们能力，能够成为他的门徒，也能够叫别人成为他的门徒。
The goal of my message this morning.
今天早上我的信息的目标是
is for you and I to think through the Great Commission again.
就是我们重新再一次来思考这个大使命
and to allow the King who is behind that to accomplish that thing for us.
也让这个大使命背后。那个大君王来完成他自己的使命。
We cannot accomplish the Great Commission on our own.
靠我们自己，我们不能够完成这个大使命。
But because of the King who is behind us.
但是呢，因为那在我们背后的这个大君王。
Because of the Emmanuel who is with us.
这个君王就是那以马内利，他跟我们同在。
That Great Commission is achievable.
因此呢，这个大使命就可以完成。
There are a few observations that I want to make with you.
早上我们要先做一些的观察。
Many times when you read this Great Commission passage,
每一次通常我们读这一段经文的时候
，Some scholars say we tend to have that kind of tunnel vision.
We have
tunnel vision.
很多时候可能我们的眼光非常的窄。
No, we immediately lose the context.
因为一下子呢，或者说一开头的时候，我们就迷失，因为我们没有注意它的上下文。
Many times our eyes are immediately attracted to the word go.
因为很多时候就是去这个，好像看起来是一个命令词，就吸引我们了。
And we look at ourselves as men of action.
所以我们每个人都想做一个行动的人。
Without understanding what Matthew is saying, we immediately say, let's go out and do it.
所以没有完全明白马太所说的，我们就说啊，我们应该出去。
And that's a problem with some of the translations that you have.
这个也是让我们看到在我们的翻译里面的一些不同的色彩。
Because the first word of verse 18 is the word go.
因为在我们翻译的当中，很多时候耶稣的话的第一个字就是去。
Except for the New Living Translation, the Chinese version, the first word is 所以 therefore.
所以在我们中文的翻译里面呢，有的是说耶稣前来对他们说。
So many times I've heard of jokes among pastors.
所以有些时候牧者他们也会这样开玩笑。
You see, this passage is only for those with family names of Go and Lo.
有的人就说，哎，这个命令呢，只有给姓武的人。的，因为那个在闽南话里面，那个 Go 呢，就是吴这个姓的音啊。
So only the Go, like Reverend Gokiel and the Los, are commissioned to go out and share the gospel.
Okay. 所以姓吴的，像吴牧师，他应该去。
But not us. We are not Go's or Lo.
但是不是我们，我们不是 Go, 也不是 Lo.
Secondly,
第二呢
，You don't want to miss the word therefore.
我们不要忘记那个连接词因此。
Because the basis of going out is found in the previous verse.
因为呢他的这个大使命的那个根据就在前文。
The basis of going,
我们去的这个根据
is the word therefore.
是这个因此。
And to miss the word therefore is to misunderstand what this verse is really talking about.
如果我们忘记这十九节前面的那个因此或者所以，我们就会迷失了。
The third observation that you are going to make,
第三个观察是这样。
Is that the Great Commission passage is sandwiched between two important verses.
也就是耶稣这个大使命呢，是被夹在两个很重要的真理的当中。
The first verse is found in verse 18.
第一节呢，前面呢就是十八节。
And Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
天上地下所有的权柄都已经给我了。
We know who Jesus Christ is.
我们知道耶稣是谁。
And this has happened a few days after the resurrection.
这件事情发生也是耶稣复活以后所发生的。
Gathered at the place where he told them to go.
他们这些门徒也聚集在耶稣所指定的这个山上。
There they saw him.
在那边他们见到他。
And they worshipped him.
他们就敬拜他。
Although some doubted.
虽然也有一些人疑惑。
But they recognized him as the resurrected Lord.
但是他们都应该知道这是他们的复活的主。
Although standing before him, before them was a human being.
虽然照样是一个人。
But they knew that he is God himself.
但是他们也知道他是神本身。
That's the reason why they bow down to worship.
也因为这样他们就敬拜他。
So that's the first basis, to know that he alone has the authority.
这个就是我们大使命的第一个根据，也就是只有他是我们的王，是我们的主。他有什么权柄呢？
If you go back to the first few chapters of Matthew, you see him as the king of the Jews.
我们回到马太福音的前几章，我们会看到耶稣他是犹太人的王。
He truly is a sovereign king.
他实在是那个全权的一个君王。
And that's the first basis of the Great Commission.
而这个也可以说是大使命的第一个根据。
The other side of the sandwich.
另外的一边
is the last verse of chapter 28.
也就是28章最后一节。
And the last sentence.
最后的一句话。
And it says, "And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age."
看啊，我每一天都跟你们同在，直到世界的末了。
On the one side, he said, "I am your king."
在一边他说我是你们的王。
On the other side, he says, "I am your Emmanuel."
另外一边他告诉我们说我是你们的以马内利。
Don't worry about what you're going to do for me, because I am going to be with you.
所以你不要忧虑我所给你们的应该做的这件事情，因为我跟你们同在。
And this goes back to the first few chapters of Matthew again.
同样我们回到马太福音前几章的经文。
A prophecy about the Emmanuel.
在那边我们也看到这个以马内利的预言。
That he is God with us.
他是神与我们同在。
So in other words, the Great Commission is not just our endeavor.
所以这个大使命最主要不是我们个人的一个工作。
Many times you say, yeah, Christ has done everything.
很多时候我们说基督已经做了一切。
Christ has done his part.
他该做的他都做了。
God's mission, he has done his part.
神所给他的这个使命他也完成了。
Now the rest is up to us.
所以接下来的都是我们该做的。
That's the reason why you have to go.
也就是因为这样我们必须去。
That's the reason why we have to need to do this.
所以我们该做这些事情。
We are responsible for this.
我们有这个责任去完成。
But as I read through this passage,
但当我再一次读这段经文的时候
I think the Lord did not intend this to be.
我想这不是主的本意。
Because we get our authority from him.
一方面我们的一切的权柄是从他来的。
That's the reason why we go.
这也是因为我们为什么要去。
Yet in the end, when we go, we are not alone.
但是我们去的时候，我们并不是单独的去，孤单的去。
Because the promise is there.
因为在这边有这个应许。
The promise that he is going to be with us.
也就是他应许我们要与我们永远同在
to the end of the age.
一直到世界的末了。
Another observation that you're going to make is equally important in Matthew.
还有一个很重要的观察在马太福音里面。
You know, Matthew was supposedly written for Jews.
马太福音我们通常说它是写给犹太人的。
But if you carefully read through Matthew,
但是我们如果仔细来读马太福音的时候
Actually in the chapters, moving towards Matthew 28,
我们可以说每一章都是面向着这最后的一章。
You find many times Gentiles are inserted into the story.
很多时候在马太的记载里面也有犹太这个外邦人的参与。
That's why when we are going to make disciples of all nations,
因此呢，当我们要去叫万民做门徒的时候
，actually the phrase all nations, there are the hints of preaching the gospel.
所以这边所有的国家或者国民，其实呢都包含每一种的民族。
For example, the genealogy of Christ.
比如说在耶稣基督的家谱的里面
，in the genealogy of Christ, there are three.Female Gentiles included.
在耶稣家谱里面就有三位女性，她们其实都是外邦人。
That's Tamar, Rahab, and who's the third one? My wife. Yes, very good.
她们三个就是拉杰这个Tamar, 还有跟我的太太同名字的路德。
Ruth is a Gentile.
路德是一个外邦人。
But you see the plan of God.
Gentiles
are part of the God's redemptive plan.
我们看到神的计划里面，外邦人也是在神的救恩计划里面。
When you come to the birth of Christ,
当我们来到耶稣降生的那个记载
，the wise men from the east came to visit him.
也有从东方来的这些星象家，他们来朝见耶稣。
And these were the wise men who proclaimed, where is the king of the Jews?
并他们来的时候，他们就说犹太人的王在哪里呢
？None of the Israelites knew he was the king, but Gentiles from the east, from faraway land, came.
看起来
，Where's the king of the Jews?
好像犹太人不知道他们要寻找他们的王，反而是这些外邦人，他们问这个犹太人的王在哪里
？In Matthew chapter 4, verse 15.
马太福音第四章十五节
There's a great prophecy about the gospel preaching of Christ.
在那边也有一个有关耶稣基督的福音传讲的一个预言
And he will be preaching to the Galilee of Gentiles.
所以他也是向加利利的这些外邦人来宣讲
In chapter 8, you see the faith of the centurion.
在第八章我们也看到这个百夫长的信心
And in chapter 15, you see the faith of the Canaanite woman.
十五章我们也看到这个迦南妇女的信心。
So in other words, then, even before Jesus gave this great commission of preaching to all nations, you see hints of the gospel being preached to Gentiles.
所以我们会可以看到，当耶稣还没有宣告这个大使命的时候，已经有好多次我们看到这个外邦人参与在主的事工里面。
And many times we wonder why.You know, the disciples hesitated to preach to the Gentiles.
所以有时候我们就很诧异，为什么这些门徒有些时候不想向外邦人传福音
？Because during the years that they were with Christ.
因为他们跟基督在同在的那几年
，It was very clear that Jesus was showing and sharing the gospel to Gentiles.
耶稣是很明显的，也向外邦人来传讲好消息。
And that's very important for us.
这个对我们来说也是非常重要的。
Because we are now part of that great commission.
因为我们现在呢也参与在这个大使命里面。
The gospel has come upon us.
这个福音临到我们。
And we are now part of those who are discipling the nations.
现在我们应该也是那个要去使别人做门徒的人。
Now I'm sure that many of us are familiar with that great commission passage.
我相信我们每个人对这段经文都很熟悉。
But I'm just going to go through that and explain further what it means to see the king and the Emmanuel.
但是呢在这边我想我们重点就是要让我们看到耶稣是我们的君王，耶稣也是我们的以马内利。
First of all, Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
第一方面呢，耶稣基督说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
When he said this, he was not only the king of the Jews.
所以他这样讲的时候，他不单单宣告自己是犹太人的王。
But he was stating it as the King of Kings.
而他是万王之王。
And as we see this happening.
当我们看这个事情发生
，We see that the disciples worshipped him.
我们也看到这些门徒是敬拜他、跪拜他。
And you see the parallel of worshipping him in the earlier chapters of Matthew when the wise men from the east also worshipped him.
所以我们可以看到，在前面平行的经文，也就是这些博士，他们也敬拜耶稣。
The wise men from the east worship that child Jesus.
东方的博士他们来到房子里面看到这个孩子就跪拜他。
And now the disciples also worshipped him.
现在我们也看到门徒也跪拜他。
But actually this worship did not only happen here.
但是这个跪拜或者敬拜不是单单在这里发生。
Because if you go back a few verses,
如果我们再看前面几节的经文
in verse 9 of chapter 28,
二十章第九节
just a few hours probably,After his resurrection, he met them. He met the disciples.
也就是当他复活以后，向门徒显现。
And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings!" And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him.
所以耶稣向他们问安啊，他们就来到他的脚前，抱住他的脚，敬拜他。
But why would Matthew add the phrase "some doubted"?
为什么把马太在这里却要加一句话说？但是还有人疑惑呢。
This is my theory.
这是我的假设。
Probably included with the 11 were some of the disciples.
应该在这里不单单有11个使徒，还有其他的跟随者。
So I'm sure that the 11 were absolutely sure that he was the Lord.
所以在这11个门徒当中，我相信他们绝对相信耶稣。
There might be some other companions.
但是他们之外还有其他跟随者
companions could have doubted.
所以在这些人当中呢也有那些还疑惑的人
or another way of looking at it maybe some of the disciples really doubted
或者这十一个门徒的当中真是还有一些人他们有疑惑
But what was the doubt about?
他们是疑惑什么事情呢
Most probably they didn't still know what they were going to do
可能他们的疑惑是不知道将来要做什么。
They were not sure of what they were going to do.
他们对将来要做什么不太肯定。
But at the very moment when they bowed down and worshipped the Lord,
但是当他们在那个时候就跪拜他的时候
the Lord exclaimed to them and said, "This is who I am."
主就对他们说，这是我，我是谁。
I have authority.
我有权柄。
And his authority is comprehensive.
他这个权柄是综合性，也就是他有所有的权柄。
It includes authority up there in heaven.
有天上的。
Authority over angels and spiritual forces.
管理这整个的空中这个天使这些。
And he's also on the earth.
但是他的掌权也是在地上的。
And that is very important.
这个也非常的重要。
Because his authority rests on two domains.
因为他的这个权柄呢，就掌管。可以说这整个宇宙上下
Whatever he wills, it will be accomplished.
无论他想做什么一定能够做成
It is his will to do and to act.
因为我们知道无论是要想要做什么
And there's
nothing 一直到做什么都是出于他
that can be compared to that authority.
所以他这个权柄是无法比拟的
Nothing outside of these domains can also be comparable.
啊，所以在它的这个啊、权柄的这个范围里面啊，是包含所有的东西。
Because there is none.
因为在这之外，再没有其他的权柄。
The Lord's authority is comprehensive.
我们主的权柄是完整的。
It is all powerful.
它是完全大有能力的。
So、in other words, our going and the command for us to make disciples.
所以因此。主命令我们要去使万人做他的门徒，要去这样做。
Rests on this authority.
是建立在基督的权柄上面。
There's a familiar author to some of our local students.
啊，我想我们本地生他们很熟悉这个作者。
And a few years ago, he wrote a book entitled The Gospel Commission.
啊，几年前他也写了一本书，他的。这个书名也就是啊、福音的使命。
In one of the chapters of this book, he entitles it "Before You Go."
啊，他其中有一章，他的题目是叫做“你还没有出去之前”。
To go is important.
去很重要。
But before you go, you should understand why you're going.
但是还没有出去之前很重要，你必须知道你为什么要去。
It's just like running an errand.
啊，就好像。有一件事情托付我们去做。
You know, before your mother tells you to do something, you're out of your house.
啊、当你母亲还没告诉你是什么事情的时候，你已经离开这个房子了。
And once you're outside, you do not know what your mother has told you to do.
所以呢，你在房子外面就不知道妈妈到底要你做什么呢？
My sons are like that sometimes.
有些时候我的孩子也是这样。
When I call their name, Daniel.
当我叫他 Daniel 的时候
，He's gone outside.
啊、他就出去了。
But I know why he's outside.
但是我也知道他为什么到外面。
Because he doesn't want to do what I want him to do.
啊，因为他不想做我要他做的事。
Many of us are like that, right?
很多时候我们很多人也是这样。
Before we know what the goal is for.
所以当我们还不知道应该去哪里要做什么。
We're already out there, but we don't know what we are going to do or what we are doing.
我们就出去了，也不知道该做什么。
But this is very important.
但是这个是非常重要。
So Horton says, before you go,
因此呢，当我们还没有出去之前，
you should understand this,
我们应该明白
that your mission is actually God's mission.
你的这个使命是神所给的使命。
A few years ago, I got a book by Christopher Wright.
Christopher Wright 几年前也有这样的一本书。
And the title of the book is The Mission of God.
啊，他的书名也叫做《神的使命》。
And the proposition of his book is that God is the original missionary.
啊，他的主题也就是上帝就是那个啊、第一个也或者那个是一个宣教士的源头。
God is the one who sends.
是我们的神差派。
He sent his son.
他差派他的儿子。
And then he sent the Holy Spirit.
然后他也差派圣灵。
And now he is sending you into the world.
现在他也差派我们每个人到世界里去。
So God's mission is grounded.Your mission, my mission is grounded in God's mission.
所以呢，你跟我，我们的使命是建立在神的使命上面。
And the mission was fulfilled by His Son Jesus Christ.
啊，这个使命也是他的儿子耶稣基督完成的。
And that's the reason today we are commissioned.
这也是为什么今天他命令我们。
The work that we're going to do and the work that we're doing today is actually motivated by the three persons of the Trinity.
我们今天该做的，我们要做的事情，它的这个动机或者那个力量是出自于我们三位一体的神。
It was God who sent Jesus.
是神差遣基督。
It was Jesus who came and fulfilled the mission.
啊，耶稣来，他也完成他的使命。
Finally, there's the Holy Spirit.To accomplish it for us.
最后也有圣灵来到帮助我们来完成。
But this does not eliminate our responsibility.
当然，这并不是说我们就完全没有责任了。
That's why there is this urgent imperative.
所以在这边就有这个所谓命令的。
That you are to make disciples of all nations.
也就是我们要叫万民做神的基督的门徒。
But the great thing is that there's a good news.
当然，这边我们也注意，这边有一个好的消息。
And the good news has been accomplished by Christ.
这个好消息呢，基督也已经完成了。
And we are here to proclaim that good news.
我们在这里也就是要宣告这个好消息。
The good news that Christ has fulfilled the work on the cross.
也就是耶稣基督在十字架上已经完成这个救恩的计划。
And this liberates us and sends us out to the world.
这也就是那释放我们的，让我们得自由，让我们可以到世界去传这个好的消息。
This is the authority of Christ.
这也是基督的权柄。
This is the King who is sending us.
也是我们的王，是他差遣我们。
He is truly Lord.
他也实在是我们独一的主。
That's the reason why we sing, He is Lord.
这也是为什么我们常常唱，他是主，他是主。
Because He is Lord, He has freed us from the fear of death.
他是主，因此他已经释放我们从这个惧怕得到释放。
Because He is Lord.
因为他是主
He has freed us from the fear of hell.
他也把我们从地狱从死亡的这个可怕已经得到释放了
But not only that, he's not only your Lord.
但是他不仅仅是你的主
But he's the Lord of all nations.
他是万民的主
He's Lord of all the earth.
他也是全地的主
You know, Horton states a very important thing that will...Think us, help us think through again.
Horton. Horton, 有讲一句话对我们有很有帮助。
If you go back to the first century Christians,
如果我们回到第一世纪的这些基督徒
,When you say Jesus is Lord,
当他们说耶稣是主
,To recognize him and to proclaim Jesus as Lord is not a private thing.
在那里宣告耶稣是主不是一个个人的事情。
Because when they said Jesus is Lord,It is running against Caesar.
如果你这样在当时宣告耶稣是主呢，其实也就是拒绝该杀是主。
It is saying that Jesus is Lord over Caesar.
也就是说，耶稣也是该杀的主。
And whenever you say that during the first century, second century,
所以在第一、第二世纪，如果你这样宣告的话
，then you die.
那么你就该死。
And that's the reason why Christians were being thrown.To the lions.
这也是为什么很多基督徒他们就被丢在狮群的里面。
That's why many Christians were fed to wild beasts.
把这些基督徒当着食物给这些野兽吃。
Or what Nero would have done to Christians.
或者我们知道尼洛这个该杀他对基督徒怎么样的残害。
Nero would dip Christians into wax and burn them like candles.
他就把他们浸在这个蜡的里面。然后使他们燃烧，好像蜡烛一样。
Today, when we say Jesus is Lord,
今天当你说或者宣告耶稣是你的主
，nothing happens to us.
好像我们也不会有什么事情发生的样子。
Because sometimes when we say Jesus is Lord, it's a very private matter.
因为今天呢，我们说耶稣是主，好像是很个人的一件事情了。
But we don't dare say Jesus is Lord over the Philippines.
但是我们也应该宣告耶稣也是全菲律宾的主。
Jesus is Lord over the country of Saudi Arabia.
耶稣也是这个 Saudi Arabia 的主。
Jesus Lord over Indonesia, for example.
也是印尼的主。
Because once you do that,
当你这样宣告的时候
you lose your head.
在那些国家可能你也要砍头的。
But he is the creator.
但是我们知道我们的主是他是创造者。
He is ruler, redeemer, and judge of all the earth.
他是那个统管者他是那个救赎我们的。
All authority has been given to Christ.
一切的权柄都交在耶稣的手中
He's not only the creator,
所以他不单单是创造者
but he's ruler of this world.
他也是这个世界的统管者
he's the redeemer of,
他也是我们的救赎主
and he's also the judge of this world.
他也是这个世界的审判者
he is judge.
他是审判官
and one day those who reject him will truly be judged and condemned.
有一天那些拒绝他的也真的要被他审判。
First of all, we see who he is. He's the king, he's the ruler, he's the judge.
第一天我们看到他是神他是王他是我们的审判者。
Secondly, he tells us, he commissions us to be heralds.
第二方面他就命令我们我们要去成为他的代表去宣告他的信息。
And what are heralds?
一个宣告者或者一个使者他是什么样的角色
only announce, they proclaim.
这个角色呢基本上就是要宣告。
As a herald, you announce, but you don't achieve something.
所以你本身并不完成什么事情你只是一个宣告者。
Many times we think as heralds, we want to accomplish what Christ has accomplished for us.
很多时候其实我们的角色就是一个宣告者我们很想说我们会完成一个什么样的目标。
But always remember this.
但是我们要记得
that the basis for Going out as heralds is what Christ has accomplished.
啊，我们所谓出去宣告的这个信息，其实它的根据呢，就在于基督耶稣已经完成了。
That's why we say there's victory.
因此我们可以说，我们已经得胜了。
Because of Christ's death on the cross, He was victorious.
因为耶稣已经死在十字架上，也为我们复活了。
And that's the basis of our going. That's the basis of our making disciples in this world.
这也是我们出去使万人做门徒的根据。
And that is his authority.
这也是他的权柄。
You know, I've joined a few missions conferences.
啊，我有参加过一些所谓啊宣教的年会。
And many times, well, good passages are preached to motivate us to go to missions.
啊，很多时候会有很多很好的啊这些讲道的人，他们就鼓励我们要去做宣教的事情。
And there's nothing wrong with that.
啊，这个也没有错。
The people in the church, God's people have to be motivated.
啊，这个神的教会里面的人信徒，他们需要这样的鼓励。
We have to be fired up.
啊，我们需要被热身。
But many times after the conference,
但是很多时候呢，当我们参加过这些特别的聚会之后
，I always have this feeling.
啊，我常常会有这样的一个感觉。
Because the speakers would have may have said that, you know, God has done his part.
啊，可能这个讲员他会说，神已经做了他的那一步。
And the question is, what are you going to do about it?
而现在我们应该做什么呢
？What is your part?
啊，我们的本分是什么呢
？What are you doing?
现在我在做什么呢
？Now, sometimes it confuses me.
很多时候我自己也搞乱了。
Because they're saying, yeah, okay, God has done his part.
是的，神已经做他的那一部分。
But what I'm going to do now probably is not part of what God has done.
It's not
there.
啊，但现在我所做的可能不是神的那一部分。
For example, in the past, I have one favorite hymn.
啊，比如说过去我有一首非常喜爱的圣诗。
It's in 253 of our hymnal.
啊，就是我们这本圣诗的253首。
And the title of the hymn is "Must I Go and Empty-handed?"
啊，那个题目呢，就是说。我可以空手见主面吗
？Every time I sing that, I feel guilty.
啊，每次我唱这首诗，就感觉到很内疚。
Because the song always tells me that, you know, how can I face the Lord when I go to Him empty-handed?
啊，因为每次就提醒我，当我见主面的时候，我是空空的，两手空空的，怎么能够见他呢
？But many times when I read through Matthew 28 again,
但是当我在读马太福音28章的时候
，I find that this song is not my favorite anymore.
啊，我就发现这个诗歌就不再是我最喜爱的。
Because I've changed my mind when I sing this song again.
啊，因为我现在改变我的主意了。
Because the more I sing this song, the more I feel guilty.
因为我越唱这首诗，我就越内疚。
But that should not be the case.
但是原则上不应该这样想。
Because our going,
因为我们出去是。
Includes him, includes the Lord.
啊，是包括我们的主跟我们同去。
For example, the first verse says.
比如说第一方面他怎么说呢
？Must I go and empty-handed?
啊，就这首诗歌，他第一节怎么说呢？我可以空手见主面吗
？That's my dear Redeemer meet.
啊，要见我所亲爱的救赎主。
Not one day of service give him.
啊，我没有给他任何一天的服侍。
And the last sentence is really bad.No, lay no trophy at his feet.
啊，我在他面前不能够放下任何的这个冠冕。
Must I go and empty-handed?
我可以空手见主面吗
？Must I meet my Savior so?
Must I
meet my Savior so?
Self
so 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 so.
啊，我可以这样见我们的主吗
？Not one soul with which to greet him.
没有带任何一条的灵魂来见他。
Must I empty-handed go?
我可以空手见主面吗
？Many times you have this idea that we save souls.
很多时候我们也许不知不觉就是说啊，我救这个灵魂。
But that's wrong.
啊，其实不是这样。
We're not the ones who save souls.
不是我们能够救另外一条的灵魂。
It's the Lord who saves souls.
是主本身来拯救他们。
You and I are just heralds of the gospel.
我们只不过是那个宣告者。
I can never save a soul.
我不能够救任何一个人。
I cannot.
我不能。
All I can do is just tell him about the good news.
我只能够把好的信息告诉他。
But it's the work of the Spirit to save.
是圣灵自己的工作让他可以得救。
always remember that.
我们要永远记得。
And that's where the confusion comes in.
有些时候我们的一些混乱就在这里。
Many times you are told you are there to save souls.
啊，很多人可能会告诉你说，哦，你在这里就是要救灵魂。
I've heard that many, many times.
啊，我常常听到人这样说。
I cannot save souls.
其实我们不能够救灵魂。
But I can proclaim the good news to souls.
但是我们可以向他们来宣告那个好的消息。
It's the word of the Spirit to save that soul.
是圣灵本身才能够救人。
There's a missionary who flew to Mumbai, India.
啊，有一个宣教士，他就飞到印度的Mumbai。
And as the plane was landing,
啊，当这个飞机要下降的时候
，saw the huge masses of people in India.
啊，他就看到印度这么多的人群。
And as he saw the people, he was overwhelmed with a task.
啊，他看到这么多的人，啊，他真的不知所措。
It seemed impossible to him.
好像是做不完的工作。
But when he reflected again on Matthew 28.
但是当他再次思考马太福音28章的时候
，he remembered that he was not commissioned to save those souls.
啊，这边有一个使命。不是吗？
He was not commissioned to save the souls.
啊，我们的使命不是要去救灵魂。
But he was commissioned to proclaim the goodness to them.
但是我们使命是要去宣告啊这个好消息。
Make them disciples of Christ.
使人能够做基督的门徒。
The Lord who sends us will be the one to gather these people for Him.
那个差遣我们的主是他自己会来聚集他的百姓的主。
And finally,
最后。
The Emmanuel,
也就是以马内利。
The Lord said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
所以，当我们去的时候，你要使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的。都要教导他们遵守。
Our primary responsibility is to make disciples of the nations.
啊，所以我们最终的责任就是要让人成为主的门徒。
But we have a great comfort when we do this.
但是当我们做的时候，我们有一个很大的安慰。
Because he is our Emmanuel.
因为他是我们的以马内利。
What great assurance we have that Christ is with us.
这个基督与我们同在，实在是一个。很大很大的保证。
We can never lack in resources because Christ is with us to the end of the age.
因为耶稣跟我们同在，我们永远不会缺乏资源。
In this passage alone, the word all occurs four times.
啊，在这段经文的里面，这个一切有四次出现。
Jesus has all the authority.
耶稣有所有的权柄。
They were to make disciples of all nations.
我们应该让万民，也所有的民都要做他的门徒。
All the commands that he has given.
啊，我们要教导耶稣一切所教导的。
And he is with us all the days.
他跟我们同在，也是每一天。
Always, all the days.
啊，每一天都跟我们同在。
That's a great comfort, right?
啊，这个实在是一个很大的安慰。
He has all the authority.
他有一切的权柄。
And all the days of our lives, he's with us.
而我们每一天的生命，他都跟我们同在。
Wow, what an assurance that is.
啊，实在是一个非常大的一个确据。
And many times we fail in what Christ wants us to do.
很多时候我们认为我们在主所交托我们的，我们失败了。
But don't forget.
但是不要忘记。
Even when we fail.
即使当我们失败的时候
，The Emmanuel is there.
基督这个以马内利还是跟我们在一起。
He's always God with us.
他永远是神与我们同在。
Remember that.
我们要记得。
I'm going to end with some applications.
结束的时候，我们要看一些的应用。
In my systematic theology class, I always, especially the last.Class, I would always mention a New Testament scholar by the name of Oscar Coleman.
啊，在我的系统神学的班里面，通常结束的时候，我会提到一个新约的一个学者。
Coleman has made a great analogy of Christ's resurrection and his coming.
啊，这个 Coleman 呢，他有把耶稣的复活跟他的再来给我们很好的这个比方。
And he made this analogy with what happened during the Second World War.
啊，他就用这个二次大战的时候的所发生的事情来作为一个比方。
After almost 4 years of war in Europe, the Americans and the Allied forces were now ready to invade Europe.
当这个战争已经进入到第四年的时候，美军跟这些联合军呢就要进入或者打进这个欧洲。
Now you know that I like wars and war movies.
可能很多人知道我喜欢看这个战争的书还是影片。
So in 1944, the day that they landed at Normandy in France.
所以在1944年，当这些军队在 Normandy
登陆的时候 ，the Allied forces called this D-Day.
他们就称这个日子叫做 D 日。
But it did mean that victory was already there.
但是并不表示说他们当时已经战胜了。
They've started to invade Europe.
而是开始侵入到欧洲的时候。
But the final victory was still to happen a year after.
真正的这个得胜呢还在一年之后。
You know, the resurrection and the coming of Christ has that kind of analogy.
耶稣的复活跟耶稣的再来也许很类似。
On the day that Christ was crucified on the cross and he died, he gained victory for us.
当耶稣死在十字架上的时候他已经为我们得胜了。
But we're still in the battlefield now.
但是我们现在好像还在这个战场上。
Fighting small battles here and there.
在不同的地方还有大大小小的这个仗要打。
And one day, on the day that he comes back,
但当他再来的那一天
and that will be the great day when we shall see that great victory.
那个就是最大的那个日子就是我们要看到我们最后的得胜。
Now why am I mentioning this?
为什么我要提这一点呢
Remember when Christ gave the great commission, it was given.After his resurrection.
我们记得耶稣给我们这个大的给门徒这个大使命是在他复活之后。
In other words, many times we lack understanding of what Christ really wants us to do.
也就表示很多时候我们不太明白或者不完全明白耶稣给我们的使命是什么。
Many times I look at myself and I fail to understand what he says.
很多时候我看我自己我也很多时候可能会误解主的意思。
I lack zeal and faithfulness for discipleship.
或者说我对这个叫人做门徒没有那个热忱。
Many times I put aside the great commission.
或者说我很多时候把这个大使命放在一边。
But remember, he truly is Lord.
但是我们要记得他真正是主。
He has already gained victory for us.
他也是为我们已经得胜了。
And as we go out,
当我们去的时候
and as you go out to share the gospel and to preach the gospel,
当我们出去分享宣告这个福音的时候
then we have the assurance that we will be victorious.
我们也有这个保证或者确据我们会得胜的。
According to F.F. Bruce,
按照根据 F.F. Bruce 所说的
he said, not only did they have authority,
不单单是他们有权柄
but they had his presence.
并且他也有主的同在
And that's the good news.
这个就是好消息
Today, many believers would flock to mega churches.
今天也许有很多人会喜欢到超大的教会
I have friends who come from the provinces.
我有很多从这个州府或者外铺来的人
And I said, why don't you come to our church?
有时候我对他们说为什么不来我们的教会呢
And they would say, I'd go to CCF.
有的会说我去 CCF。
Now why would you go there?
为什么你喜欢去 CCF 呢
?Because they have an early service.
因为他们有一个特早的澡堂。
So afterwards, I can go anywhere I want to.
做完礼拜我就可以随心所欲了。
If I go to your church, you start at 10.
我到你的教会你们10点钟才开始。
And after the church service, I don't have time to go where I want to go anymore.
聚会完我就没有足够的时间去做我想做的事情。
This is the trend today.
很多时候这是今天的潮流。
And I think that the bigger the church, wow, the more successful they are.
有些时候我们想越大的教会是越成功。
When the Lord gave us the Great Commission, it was not to build big churches.
从一个角度来说上帝给我们主耶稣给我们这个大使命不是要盖很大的教堂。
Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that big churches is wrong.
当然我的意思并不是说大教会不好。
But Jesus told us to make disciples.
但是耶稣呢，就是要我们去叫万民做门徒。
Remember this, whether you're a pastor of a big church or a small church.
因此呢，请你记得，如果你是一个大教会的牧师，还是一个小教会的牧师
，It does not matter.
那个大跟小，人数多跟少，不是最重要。
Remember,
记得
，You're only the under shepherd.
你只不过是在大牧者下面的小牧者。
You have a bigger shepherd.
你上边还有一个 大牧者。
Many of us think that when we are the pastor of the church, the senior pastor of the church, we are the great shepherd.
很多时候我们是主任牧师，我们就认为我们是大牧师。
Remember, that's wrong.
这个概念也不对。
Always remember whether you are a pastor of a 10,000 member church, 20,000 member church, 100,000 member church, you are still an under shepherd.
今天如果你是一个一万人、两万人或者十万人教会的牧者，你还是在耶稣附属下面的小牧者。
You are still under that great shepherd king.
你是在这位大牧者，我们的君王的权柄下面。
Always remember that.
我们要常常记得。
We are here not to accomplish great things for him, but we are here to make disciples.
从一个角度来说，我们在这里并不是说我们能够做什么大事，而是要使万人做他的门徒。
I am a disciple. We are here to make disciples.
我是一个门徒，我的责任也是要去叫人做耶稣的门徒。
I hope that this message will keep us going and going.
希望今天我们的信息能够鼓励我们会继续往前走。